preserves. The girl sets her pan away from the house, grasps the branch, pulls from the crown a wash of its apples. She breathes loudly into her swollen hands, pulses the pan for some thin company. Miles out from the main road, streets turn to lanes, into stone, into woods. Discarded stalks and collected decayed return to the bucket or are scrapped to pile in heaps. As a swarm of monarchs arrive in their color to wheel down together, each year the girl bows also to the shapes, winds deeper into unorchard grounds where unplucked weight breaks branches. This year her prints go farther in. This year she moves faster than her gathering pace. No pan, no pail, no jar. She is out there, where trees teem red with ripe fruit, wild fruit. The tree line collects as one bridge of branches. No person looks for or after. And so the living spoil in it, under it, because of it.